Jerry, next up, Washington State University. We go against the Cougs tomorrow, but I can't remember a better, more exciting game than against the Huskies, and with the ultimate that my team did it and won in the end. How about that game last week?
Yeah, it was just a great ball game played by two really good teams from start to finish. Nobody could deliver the knockout punch until that overtime win by Oregon. I mean, one team had scored, the next team had answered, and it's back and forth, big plays, big stops. I mean, it was a great, great ball game for fans. Obviously, greater for Oregon fans. You know, Washington kids are hurting right now, but that's the game. And when the Ducks were down with 3 seconds left and they had a chance, the Huskies did, to kick a field goal to go in it, I was just like, how am I going to recover from this? And then they missed it, and there was my answer. The Ducks scored, and that was the recovery. It was one for the ages.
I got to tell you, on the miss, your call gave me chills, and then when Verdell ran it in, even more. I had goosebumps all over. Wow, what a game.
Yeah, I mean, some high moments, some low moments, and some fun calls. To be a part of that and have people say, hey, you know, that was fun listening to that. It's fun to listen to it, remember it, or didn't hear it when it happened, was at the game, and then when listened to it, it brought back that memory. So, you know, it's one of those, that fourth down stop, Jordan Scott, you know, diving under, creating a pile, pushing the center back into the quarterback, Browning, the ball came out and he got it back. But what a stop that was. There were so many great moments in that game. Just that game itself gives you chill bumps.
Oregon next against the Cougars tomorrow. How do you see tomorrow's matchup?
Well, it's not going to be easy. It never is in anything in the Pac-12 now. But Washington State is a team that is, they're number one in the nation throwing the ball. They just throw it all over the field. They have a running game, but they don't use it a lot, just to kind of keep your defensive line honest. And their running game is, you know, a little bit of a swing passes, bubble screens, and little hitches to running backs out of the backfield. So, and they do it so well. I mean, Gardner Minch is a heck of a quarterback. I mean, the guy's completing almost 69% of his passes, and this is impressive. This tells you how smart they play. 19 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. They don't make bad decisions, and they throw the ball all over the field. They've got 7 or 8 guys with double-digit catches, led by Tay Martin, who has 40. So they're going to come at you all kinds of different ways.
Another big matchup tomorrow against the Cougars, and another big ESPN game day. Boy, the buzz about Oregon's going strong.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, good for game day, recognizing Pullman. They've been carrying that Cougar flag, crimson and gray, around since the 2002 or 3 season to every game day across America. And their first visit to Pullman, and that's a small town. That's a little community. And for ESPN to come there and recognize them, I'm excited for Pullman. I'm excited for the Cougars to have game day there, but that's where my excitement for them ends. You know, it's fun to be in the mix. It's fun that they want to come do the game from Pullman and the Cougars, and I think the big part of it is because Oregon is there, and that's recognition and I think respect.
Oregon goes against Washington State tomorrow with a 4:30 kickoff. Jerry, talk about, or I'd love your insight, the growth of the team from the disappointment, the loss to Stanford, and man, bouncing back big against the Huskies. What a burst of growth for a young team.
Yeah, you know, that starts, I think, with the coaching staff. Mario Cristobal, that's him. That's just him. I mean, he's been there. Championship games as a player and as a coach. Disappointing games as a player and a coach, and he's got the kind of personality and leadership that recognizes that, remembers it, and can translate it to his coaches who he's hired, and they translate it to the team with great leadership too. I mean, Oregon's got the kind of guys you want out. Ugochukwu Amadi, you know, like a coach on the field, and so he comes out of a loss like that, and he helps his teammates realize that, guys, it's one game, we're okay, we could have won that game, should have won that game, but let's move forward. I think Justin Herbert on the other side, Jake Hansen at the center. I mean, there are a number of guys on this team led by the coaching staff that won't let themselves be defeated a second time because of a tough loss, and I learned from that. I watched them, and I'm I'm thinking about it and wanting to talk about it, and they're like, no, we're not talking about that. We're moving ahead. And I got to slap myself and say, all right, I'll follow your leadership. And I think that's what this team has done with their coaching staff.
Have a very safe trip to Pullman. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you soon. And go Ducks.
Thanks, Mark. Go Ducks.